If you look at the blood and what changes with our technology, it is absolutely massive. We're not talking some 10, 20, 30% improvements. We're talking reversal of stage one and stage two of blood clotting within 10 minutes.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Lila Quantum Tech. In the past two centuries, our understanding of longevity has revolutionized. From a mere 30 years average lifespan in 1800 to nearly 80 years today, we've made incredible strides. Now it's time to embrace the future of aging with Lila Quantum Tech. Lila Quantum Tech brings you products charged with quantum energy designed to restore balance and vitality. These products can help in managing stress, improving sleep quality, and promoting mental clarity, contributing to a younger biological age. Our modern lifestyles can accelerate aging, and EMF radiation is everywhere. With Lila Quantum Tech, you can combat this trend and focus on utilizing the balancing effects of quantum energy to maintain your youthfulness and shield yourself and your loved ones' well-being. To bring balance to your everyday life, boost your health and vitality, visit leilac.com, that's leelaq.com, and embark on a journey to a longer, healthier life. And for you, dear audience, get a 10% discount on Lila Quantum Tech products with code LONGEVITY10, that's LONGEVITY10, at checkout today. Are you ready to boost your longevity and unlock peak performance? Welcome to the Longevity and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Claudia van Beurzelaga, longevity and peak performance coach. Each week, we'll explore groundbreaking science, unravel longevity secrets, share strategies to grow younger, and stay up to date with world-class health and peak performance pioneers. Everything you need to live longer, live better, and reach your fullest potential. Ready to defy aging, optimize health, and promote peak performance? Visit llinsider.com for more. My guest today is Philip von Holzendorf-Fehling, if I said that correctly. Philip is a coach, conscious entrepreneur, Alpha Chi teacher, and energy healer. In parallel to a successful international business career, he constantly worked through blockages and barriers that prevented him from fully connecting with his true self. With that, he started to see energy fields and developed his unique skills as a healer. Philip is now the founder of Lila Quantum Tech and Quantum Upgrade. And Philip, I'm so excited to welcome you today to the Longevity and Lifestyle Podcast and to dig in to all of these details. So welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Me too. So Philip, I'd love to start with your journey. I'm always fascinated by this. And so many of us are in that treadmill and hamster wheel of things what we should be doing in life and we should be doing the corporate career. So what called you to go on a path of becoming more of a conscious entrepreneur and moving into the healing space and leaving sort of the corporate traditional world a bit behind?
Yeah, good question. I still remember that actually because it was in the early 2000s at some point when I realized that I had cut myself off from my own emotions and feelings and that I discredited the intuition in others because I discredited it in me. I had lost my intuition. And I realized that actually, interestingly, in an executive management seminar that I was in, and, you know, the guy that was doing the evaluation, he told me, well, you're doing such an amazing job here, but you're just rational. You're not taking into account your intuition. And when you're negotiating with others, you're not really taking in their intuition. And that really made me think. And then I realized what was going on, at least to some extent. And I, for me at the time, I had this feeling like I needed to find myself again. That was this overwhelming feeling. I didn't really know what that even meant, to be honest, at that time. And then I started this journey of, you know, meditation, yoga, and things started to open up more. And then I went through various shamanic healing technique trainings and other, healing modalities that I learned, including past life regression work and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think I still continued with that journey, though, in my corporate career until at some mm-hmm. point I couldn't do that anymore. That was in 2016, still quite uh-huh. some time. And yeah, that all brought me to where I'm today.
So I'd love to dig into a few of those aspects too, because, you know, some people might resonate, right? And they'd be like, well, I know I'm meant for more. I know there's something bigger, but like, how does one tune into the self? Like, what happened in that moment? Was it just like what he said resonated so deeply with you? You're like, I need to set my journey in that way. Or, you know, did you used to be very intuitive, then you shut that down and then felt called to go down that path again?
Well, actually, I think when he first said that, I put it off mm-hmm. and was like, well, no. And, you know, because I was so far away from my own intuition that I didn't think you could use your intuition to make decisions mm-hmm. in business. That's how far I had disconnected myself mm-hmm. from that. And then it really took, you know, the thinking about it and the reflecting about it. And really, that was a process. And then I realized, wow, yeah, there's just a huge part of me that I'm not taking into account. And then how huge that part is, and that is actually the real big part of ourselves. That's what I realized way later, you know, as I started to dig into it.
What were some of the biggest practices or modalities or moments where the concept of tuning into self and listening to intuition and into that sort of inner energy, what were those practices or experiences in your path where you had those biggest aha moments?
Well, there were so many, to be honest, that mm-hmm. it's very hard to now mention them all, but there were just a few that were just very, very big. And they usually came in moments where I had already totally understood, you know, that we're energy and frequency, and, you know, that you can even promote healing with energy and all these things. And I had experienced that for myself, really. But then you sometimes end up in your life at a point where you close up again because something that's going on in your life and it's very difficult to deal with. And then we lose that access again temporarily, right? Mm-hmm. And so those moments came to me in those situations, interestingly. Mm-hmm. And one moment was that at some point I had traveled for a whole month through Thailand with a backpack. Mm-hmm. That was just mm-hmm. like a dream I had. Originally, I wanted to do it for a whole year, like travel the world, and then I was already in my job, so I couldn't do that. So I said, okay, I'm going to carve out a month, and I'm mm-hmm. just going to do that. And then 1 week of that, I wanted to go to a Buddhist monastery. And mm-hmm. then it led me to a monastery near Bangkok in Thailand, and I just mm-hmm. went there. And it was interesting. So, you know, lots of deep meditation, walking meditation, and then you had work also, and that was supposed to be work while you meditate. So to be mm-hmm. very aware. And there was an American monk there that had been there for a while, and he just loved me instantly and was like, he was just so happy that I was there, and he showed me around and everything. And he told me on the second or third day that their big master is currently dying. You know, the big master of that monastery, and that he's mm-hmm. a very, very, very special master, and mm-hmm. that he will ask if I can see him. Okay, so, and mm-hmm. then I think on my last day, he was allowed to go in there with me, and it was just this room that master monk laid in his bed and was, I mean, almost dead, I would say, that it wasn't moving anymore and all of that. And we mm-hmm. were just sitting down maybe 10 yards away, and mm-hmm. he said, connect with your heart and connect with him. And it was so powerful. It was so absolutely powerful that to this day, I remember this huge mountain of energy that opened up and how there was this connection and how something really happened and opened up in my heart that I, that was for me this moment, okay, I'm really on the right path and I need to continue because this is so real. That, you know, I remember those moments quite well.
That's extraordinary. So phenomenal. And thank you for sharing that as well. And, you know, we all have our journeys and our paths, and that was part of your journey and your path, right? And so that led you down the path, right, of focusing more on energy and understanding energy. And you work also with quantum energy. So maybe even for my audience, you can define, like, what is quantum energy?
Yeah, so quantum energy is the energy behind the matter. It's the energy, the same energy that we have in each of our cells. So it's nothing artificial that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's not anything that we create. It's something that's always been there and will always be there. It's sort of the umbrella and the foundation of all the frequencies that exist, because all frequencies exist within the quantum field. So you can call it source energy as well. For some people, that's maybe over the head, or they're like, ah, you know, that can't be. But it, that's really what it is. And again, we are not the ones that figured out how to, like, make this, right? It's always there. It's also in everything. Mm-hmm. It's just not there in high concentration. So we figured out a way how to harness and super concentrate this quantum energy so that we can create so-called high consciousness fields. Mm-hmm. You can also say, you know, high quantum energy fields, right? But it's really, you can measure it on the Hawkins scale, which is a consciousness scale. And that's what we figured out. So we work with a supernatural energy, but we're able to make it available in a fashion really never done before. And that has some absolutely amazing implications and benefits for any physiological organism, frankly, in regards to their energy system, but then also really physically. And while this all sounds a little bit like magic, I'm sure we'll at some point dive into the scientific research, because there's really hardcore data that totally shows that this is not only real, but it's real in 100% of the cases all the time.
I love that. And I think that's what I'm most excited about. There's so much science now coming to be in this space as well, to actually justify what people knew and felt, but they didn't have the scientific data. Let's jump into the science a bit. So people might be a bit dubious, like, what is this energy thing? It's not electricity. Like, what is he talking about? Let's talk about the science and which are the scientific research that you find most compelling and that you like to use to explain the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by now we have about 60 different studies that were done by various labs, institutes, and doctors' offices across the world, 48 of those placebo-controlled studies. And I must say, in the last year and a half, most of what has been done has been randomized double-blind, so the absolute gold standard of studies. Mm-hmm. And we started off, of course, with just before and after testing, right? But then we learned soon that, you know, even though they're great results, that's not really, you know, the most scientific way, and that we need to get better at that. So then it all moved into really gold standard studies. Now, the areas of research, I can't even name them all because there are so many different research areas, because this is a key technology. It's not just a product for one use case, right? It really works on, because it works on the below subatomic level, basically. It has on a physical level really an effect on the body in various aspects. So various aspects you can measure, and we went into heart rate variability testing, into live blood analysis, which sometimes also called dark field microscopy. It's pretty much the same thing. There was a clinical trial with 42 autistic kids that are autistic that was done with huge results. We can get into that. And then we're moving into ATP production study. Wow. So now this one I want to, well, I'll get back to that. And then wound healing studies with actual human cells, right? So some very, very physical things. And I'm happy to maybe highlight or get into more the blood analysis studies, as well as ATP production and wound healing of human cells, because they're so physical. It's so physical that it's so clear that with the energy, you can literally improve your physical well-being.
Okay, well, let's dig into this. I'm excited. And actually, I met someone recently who does this blood analysis and was looking at the photo. I mean, I'm just mind blown. So I appreciate not everybody will understand. It's not just taking your blood. Can you explain what it is and talk about the impact of the studies, what you were seeing?
Mm-hmm. So dark field microscopy or live blood analysis is the best tool to look at your blood in real time in a magnified fashion so that you can see what is actually going on with your red blood cells, with your white blood cells. You can even see things like parasitic load and cholesterol levels. You can see also a lot of other things. And then you can see if you introduce something or you expose that patient to something, what then happens, right? So it's interesting that especially in the US, a lot of people don't know this method anymore, even though it is so amazing. And that is because about 20 years ago, they started to charge every practitioner that uses it for diagnostic purposes a $100,000 license fee per year. And that's how you make things go away, kind of silently. It still can be used by researchers, and it, of course, can also be used by practitioners, but who can afford to pay $100,000 a year, right? So, I would assume that there are actually quite some practitioners that use it for research purposes, but they certainly use it also for diagnostic purposes, but they're not saying that because it's so amazing. It's actually quite sad that this method has been put there where it is now in the U.S., it's widely used still in Europe and in Russia and in other places. Mm-hmm. Now, so in these gold standard studies that were performed by the Beza Institute in Austria, but also by Dr. Beverly Rubik in the U.S. And in terms of the U.S., you know, she is the one in the U.S. I don't think there's anyone that has more experience in regards to that than her. She's UC Berkeley. She was published multiple times. She wrote amazing papers. And I was introduced to her at some point because she had voiced concerns over the EMF exposure. And that she saw that because since 3 decades, she's been analyzing the blood of people like in a huge way and running studies. And she saw that each year, the situation in the blood actually gets worse. And she was able to show how each time when something rolls out like 4G or then now 5G, how it gets worse, right? And that this EMF soup is really impacting us. Someone then told me, well, you know, she's an amazing researcher here and she knows her stuff. She's very concerned about this and you have the solution. So maybe you should talk to her. So I reached out to her and said, Beverly, we looks like we have a solution for this. And would you take a look? And she said, well, that sounds compelling. And then after she looked at it, she said, well, all the before and after tests are great, but I still don't believe that this works, that an energy device can do this. And I said, okay, so what would it take? And then she said, well, there would have to be a gold standard study that is sham controlled and blinded. And then I said, okay, so how can we do that? And she said, well, yeah, that's what I do all the time. So then long story short, she did all that. And then already after the first pilot study, she called me and said, oh my God, you really have this solution. We now know it works. And, you know, and since then, I think she's performed 5 of those studies with different ways on how to actually test our technology. And in all cases, you know, they're significant results. It's not that they're marginal, actually. So people sometimes don't understand, like you can have, 12, 14 test persons and take something to statistical significance. If the results are really significant, Now, where you need to go into the millions is if you don't see any results, literally. That's what you see in the pharma industry a lot. You know, they don't see any results. And then they try to show like a 5% improvement of something over some time, and then they just take it there. If you look at the blood and what changes with our technology, it is absolutely massive. And she has these five major markers that she looks at. That she puts in graphs, and you can see, I mean, the huge changes. We're not talking some 10, 20, 30% improvements. We're talking reversal of stage one and stage two of blood clotting within 10 minutes.
Wow.
The full activation of the white blood cells after they've been paralyzed through Wi-Fi. And so she tested always before, then she tested, so before means with no Wi-Fi in the room, then Wi-Fi gets turned on, blood starts to clot, white blood cells get paralyzed and so on. And then you introduce our technology or the sham device, right? So, and if our technology is introduced, still Wi-Fi is turned on, so there's no change. But everything changes. In 100% of the cases, you know, all those negative effects are neutralized.
Wow.
And in about 50, 60% of those cases, even more, all in 10 minutes. So that, you know, in some people, it was just a complete, they were so much better than the before test already, where the blood was more oxygenated. The Beza Institute even had one test person where the parasitic load in the blood reduced by 80% in 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow.
So that is what you can see in the blood. And that is quite remarkable for, just energy.
So let's talk about the technology, Philip. What exactly, and I want to touch then on the autism and the ATP studies as well, but just to, I'm sure everyone's curious, like what exactly is this technology? How did you discover it? What is it exactly? Can you describe it a bit for us?
Yeah, so I came really from my understanding of that you can move energy and you can, so I try to, throughout my own healing journey, always find the best healers I could find. Not just some guy that, you know, just participated in a Reiki course, right? I mean, that's really the last I wanted to speak with, even though I don't want to discredit that at all. But I wanted to find really the ones that can heal a broken arm or, you know, things like that, just promote massive changes. And what I noticed is they all work with the quantum field. And they all work with specific frequencies or information. That's kind of like the same thing anyway, frequency and information. And the idea was then to have something that has a concentrated quantum field, and then possibly you could even inject it with specific frequencies that are radiating so that one can benefit from those, and to make that available 24/7. And that's basically, that was the idea behind it. And that's how we were then able to create it. We saw a couple of companies that had worked with quantum energy, but they did a very poor job because they actually worked with electric brute force or magnetic brute force. And if you combine that with the pure quantum field, it actually destabilizes the field and you're taking away the benefits by adding stressors. So, we did it in a way completely without any electric brute force and magnetic brute force. And that's why it's so harmonious with the human cells. And we work with some like X-Men type folks together. I mean, I must really say they can't like throw fire or things like that. But in terms of their viewing capacity and capability of seeing energies and frequencies on such a granular level, it's truly remarkable. Like we're talking, you know, among the best in the world, literally. And that cuts off development time because we can, once we've developed something, they can already see what it does. And then we know, and then we can get it into the scientific testing and afterwards into the real scientific research where always what we already knew beforehand is then validated and verified. However, in the research, we find out even more things. Like we had, for example, no idea that the parasitic load in the blood can be reduced by 80% in 10 minutes. We didn't know that. However, I mean, we know because the one guy, Roman Havner is his name, he told me already very early on that, for example, lime can't, they can't really survive in a such high vibrational state, that they first go into hiding, and then if you constantly vibrate in such a high level, there's no way for them to really come back into the system. But that was obviously something that we never told anyone, because you know, you also need to be careful, and not that you're misunderstood, that you're making claims in regards to that, right? And we want to always be careful that we validate scientifically what we actually say. But so now there is sort of this connection that we found out about the parasitic load. And I remember, oh yeah, that's what he said about limes, because in the end of the day, it's almost like all these parasites are pretty much the same, but there are just so many different levels of them.
So you were scientifically able to show a difference before and after within a 10-minute time frame for Lyme disease as well?
No. So with Lyme disease, we actually never looked into that specifically. There was a study planned for quite some time with doctor's office in the U.S. They're specialized on Lyme disease, and they had a guy that they always went to do some saliva testing, and he apparently was able to literally show that. But then for whatever reason, that guy got shut down by probably some FDA. I think probably actually was the FDA. So he couldn't do the testing anymore for that clinic. And that was way before we wanted to start this study. So we could never do that. And they never found someone else. And then with Lyme, it's kind of difficult, because the testing is, there's not just some amazing testing where you can just say, okay, yeah, you have it or you don't have it. And then when the limes hide. So the saliva testing apparently per them was the best one. However, I can at least say that my wife had chronic Lyme disease, and she doesn't have any of that anymore. So completely healed.
So,
and there were, you know, a lot of different reasons for that. You know, so definitely it wasn't just the quantum tech. I want to mention that. Maybe it could have been just the quantum tech, but she was diagnosed way before we even developed the technology.
Wow. That's exciting. Like, so many people suffer from it, and it's a long-term debilitating, right, condition. Yeah. So yeah, if there's solutions, it's really exciting. I want to touch back on the science. You were talking about ATP, even kids with autism before and after, and wound healing. Can you share a little bit about that to understand for people listening what these before and after, like what is the power and what's possible?
Yeah. So, okay, let me go to the ATP production study first. So we can live without food for a while. We can live without water for less time. And without ATP production, we're pretty much dead instantly. So ATP production is the energy production of the human cells. It's our currency, the body's currency. So we need it to live, and we need it especially when we compete, when we have a mental or physical exercise. And so there are labs that are specialized in looking at that ATP production, because it's a physical thing. And that's not like some imaginary, like, oops, something you can't see. It's like, it's very physical. You can measure the ATP production and the level in human cells. And so there's a professor that's, you know, one of the top professors in the US just looking at that since decades. And he, in his university lab, they ran this randomized double blind study, which means he even didn't have any clue what was the control group and what was the treated group. And so that's what you do, right? You have certain cells in the control group and certain in the treated group. And certain means, in this case, actually a huge number. So absolutely statistically significant. We're talking 96 so-called cell wells in the control group and 96 so-called cell wells in the treated group. And in each cell well, you have hundreds of thousands of cells. That shows you the size of it. And so the treated group got treated with our technology, and it was shown a 20 to 29% increase in ATP production, which is massive. It's a whole lot. Like Dave Asprey, who wrote a whole book about ATP production, he said that this is absolutely remarkable, and that he, from all he knows, you could do these 10, 11 things like with supplementations, NAD shots and all that kind of stuff, and maybe get it to 20-25%, but that you can do this now completely non-invasive. Yeah, it's just, he was speechless, right? So, so then the professor, who is, I would consider him a super nice guy, however mainstream, I mean, really a mainstream professor. And so he said after the first study, I need to do it again. I realize this works, and I've seen it with my own eyes, and I believe it now, but there's a part in me that that needs to run this again. So he ran it again, or they ran it again, because it was a team, so it could be completely double-blinded. And the same result happened. So then he said, okay, I'm just going to run it a third time, because once I publish this, I know that there's people that want to poke holes in this, and I just want to be ready for that. And then I've done the same statistically significant study three times. I mean, there's really nothing you can ever say anymore about it. So he did it a third time, and same results happened. So that's that. Then the same professor, several months later, you know, we asked him, could you also look at wound healing of human cells? He said, yeah, sure. We do that all the time, right? You know, that's pretty easy. You know, you scratch cells with a laser, and then you just wait until they're fully healed, right? And so again, a control group, treated group. And what happened is that they were able to show an 85 to 100% acceleration in wound healing of human cells in the treated groups. And he also ran that twice, by the way, just to be certain.
Like,
And now he tells his students about it, right? Because obviously you can't ignore it. And it's just phenomenal what you can do when you change the energetic environment, right? And that's something I think that's the biggest learning for all of us, that we shouldn't just take care of the physical, but really take into account our energy system, you know, whatever that means to us. And there's a lot of different ways on how to go about it. Yeah, that's that. And then the autism study, that was actually done in India by a clinic that is specialized on autistic kids and helping them. And they found out through our community that this may work for autistic children or autistic people in general. And the way they found out is because a dad of an autistic child had posted in our private Telegram group that he started to treat his autistic son every Monday now for a while, and Mondays always used to be the worst days of this kid, and he got evaluated by a team always on a regular basis, and that now Mondays are by far and large the best days for this kid, right? And so then this doctor from that clinic read about it, and then they reached out and asked, could we run a study and could you make the technology available so that we can run this study? And I said, sure, we will do that. And so they were able to, with their dietary and supplementation program, able to take the so-called ATIC score. That's how you measure the kids on the spectrum. Now, there's different types of scores, but they use the ATIC score, A-T-E-C. They were able to get it down by 10 basis points through their program, but they could never lower it any further, even though if the kids stayed with it and all of that, it's just 10 basis points, which is great. It's amazing, but they couldn't take it further. So they said, let's add the quantum healing. That's how they called it. I try to shy away from the word healing, but that's how they called it. And within 6 months, there were two different applications, one for 3 months with our so-called infinity blocks, and then for 3 months, a special capsule, which is similar to the heal capsule that we have, but it was targeted towards, you know, those autistic kids. So it contained some specific frequencies for them. And it both together in those 6 months were able to reduce the ATIC score by another 20 basis points.
Wow.
And that is massive. So everything that you could measure improved. So on average, I think lots of improvement in language and speaking skills, focus, attention span. So quite remarkable and very heartwarming, because obviously the parents of these kids, you know, were quite touched by that.
What a beautiful and exciting technology to have and to be able to positively help and support such a diverse range, right, of conditions and situations. I'd love to understand biologically what's going on. Can you describe a little bit, like, what is happening in the body? What is happening in the cell that is allowing for these improvements across the body?
Yep. So first of all, the most important thing to understand is really that the technology doesn't heal anything. It really puts the energy system, and with that, the physical body, into a position of energetic homeostasis, where then the body can really act in a way it cannot when it's out of balance completely. So you see relatively, so that's why you see all these physical changes and improvements. It's because the body suddenly does something it didn't do before, because it's just too stressed, right? It's too stressed by the EMF exposure. It's too stressed by, you know, the bad food, the everything, you know, in life nowadays, like, it's sort of a stressor unless we kind of step out of it a little bit. And that's in essence what happens, so that really the self-healing powers are then at work doing their thing. And the interesting part really is that it's not a placebo effect, right? So because you can measure it placebo controlled that these changes happen. So that's pretty much that. So you can't pinpoint to one biological effect that it has, because it really works on the below subatomic level, and then suddenly the body does what it needs to do in order to improve the things that are kind of like first on the agenda to be improved, right? So you can even start seeing detox effects and things like that as they happen.
So if said in other words, it's the highest vibration of energy. So having the body have exposure to that, it elevates the body's frequency, and the body wants to heal naturally. So it will go to work on the things that need that have the lowest vibration, that need the most clearing and, you know, healing, let's say, right? I know you don't like the word healing, reshifting. And so it's matching, it's trying to match that energy that it's exposed to. Is that what's happening in the body? And then through that, it's healing the modalities that are kind of keeping it stuck or holding it down, in a very sort of layman's term.
Yes, that's definitely a way to put it. The only thing where I would say, okay, that I know how you meant it, but that with the highest vibration. So we, at this point, actually, so I think 20 years ago, you could have still said, or we also could have said, okay, there's this highest vibration and it can't go further. That has shifted, though. There is no highest vibration anymore, even though that's hard to understand, because, right, you know, from our brain perspective, there must be an end element to it, right? But that's not really how consciousness works. And so we always try to offer the highest vibrational levels that are possible at a given time. At the same time, you don't always need to start with the highest levels, because they can also be overwhelming for you at first, depending on where you're at. You know, this is not a competition. This is not a better, faster, stronger, whatever. It's something you need to check where you're at and then go into it, right? So, but if someone lives completely unhealthy, has never done any energy work, doesn't know anything about consciousness, and I don't know, eats McDonald's like since 5 years, right? If you give them our strongest block, and then that person puts the hand inside, I mean, very, very quickly, they'll start to sweat, to detox heavily, and they may have an overwhelmed nervous system. That's all not bad. That's actually still all good. And relatively quickly, just they will follow by taking the hands out, because it's just going to be too much for them. And then they can just drink some water and they'll be fine. But you know, that's just a very extreme example right now, but that that is what could happen if you completely overdo it. And you want to be very gentle in this process. And yeah, so that's what I can share. But it's very simple to use. I mean, so that's
let's
the one.
About the products and the protocols, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, so and that's the one thing, because you can do so many things with it. People think, oh my God, you know, maybe I have to learn how to program that thing like for 6 weeks training or something like that. At the matter of fact, every five-year-old can use it instantly. It's so simple to use. That is how simple it is. There's no training. You need to go through anything. It literally is very safe and very, very simple. However, in regards to all the different applications, what all you can do with it, you can charge water with it. We didn't even talk about it, right? You can structure water with it, right? So it optimizes your water. It doesn't filter anything, but it changes the energetic nature of it, and that's visible, very visible. The Emoto Institute ran a study, and since they ran that study, they've actually been reselling our products in Japan, which they've never, ever done with any other product line because they're so fascinated by it. So you can do that. You can do so many different things, right? And that is something where over time you just learn of what more you can do with it. And that's why we have also a great community of people where you can always ask some questions, you know, what you can do with it. But that's pretty much how it works. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the so-called block technology. Those are the the blocks. I don't know if I...
Yeah, can you share? Some people will be watching,
yeah,
some people listening.
Mine is
so...
too far away right now. So it's just
we'll
3 meters and then I would have to get
well.
Up. So it's like... we have a small one that's like this big, one that's like this, and then one that's like 15 by 15 by 15 inches. And they have one or three plates on the top and one or three plates on the bottom. And in between, when they're assembled, they create this multidimensional quantum energy space. That's a real term, actually. And it vibrates on this high level. It is like a sun. So it's the strongest field is inside. So if you hold your hands inside, you see the, or your feet, you see the fastest and most powerful changes. Now, it has also a field outside because it still radiates. It has actually quite a large radius still, but the further you go away from it, the weaker it gets. But for example, any of our block, even the small block, covers a whole home in terms of EMF mitigation. And what does that mean? So it doesn't block your EMF signal, but it harmonizes the destructive waveform patterns so that there's no issues anymore that can be measured, you know, whether it's your blood or heart rate variability, et cetera. It's as if, so Wi-Fi can be there, 5G can be there, but it's not affecting you in a negative way. Even in electric cars, this was tested.
Oh, wow. So a must-have around the home, because obviously the EMF radiation mitigation is so essential. I have currently two devices, but I'm really excited to try your one. But also for healing benefits, right? And you know, with stress and all the different factors, and as you said, like pollution and maybe the McDonald's some people might be eating, these are all causing inflammation in the body, which we know is aging us unwell. So this sounds so fascinating that these products are able to, with just 10 minutes a day, is that like from the age of 5 years old until the oldest person possible, to just recalibrate the energetic field, I guess it is, in the body. Is that right?
Yes. And so the 10 minutes a day, that's just a random number in that case. So if you just have it in your home and you don't do anything with it other than having it there, it already has an impact. Positive impact, right? So then technically you're not even actively using it at all, right? You're just having it sit there, and then but since it harmonizes the whole field at home, you have that benefit. Now, when you start to use it, that you charge your foods, you charge your water, you maybe put your hands in there every now and then, or even on a regular basis, if you have things like arthritis, you want to do that more often, right? Then you add to that. And that's where really it's way more than just an EMF mitigation device. I always say You know, that's a nice side effect, especially because it mitigates 100% of the measurable negative effects on the human body, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just 5 to 10% of what the technology does. The rest mm-hmm. is all the amazing other things it does. And yeah, and there's so much you can do with it. You can even copy frequencies. That's not Ooh. For everyone, because most people are not, may not be interested in copying frequencies, but there's thousands of people actually in our Telegram group that love to do that. They have their favorite healing plan, and then they take a piece of that and put it in there with a glass of water. The frequency within 30 seconds gets over into the water. You can drink it, or they take a silver coin or an aluminum card and put their favorite healing plans and supplements maybe in there. And then afterwards they have that vibration in this metal carrier. They can put it in the pocket and use it as frequency medicine, right? So that you can do as well. And last but not least, you can even apply quantum entanglement. So whose mind hasn't been bent by now, maybe bent when I'm talking about quantum entanglement, that
Tell
has
us
also
about
been
it.
Proven.
I'm excited.
For example, the 3 month of the so-called quantum healing with mm-hmm. autistic children's study, by the way, was indeed done remotely with the infinity blocks, but remotely. And so the way that worked was you can put a picture of someone into the infinity block, and then that someone is in the field.
Wow.
It literally is in the field, and as long as the picture is inside. So, and it doesn't matter, that person could travel to Australia and back and all that, and it wouldn't change. A person would always be in the field. Now, there was a specific protocol because those children were not supposed to be in there all the time, right? And you also need to be very mindful that you can only put one picture in there at the same time. Because of this quantum effect, because as I said, if you put two or three different substances in there, they commingle, right? So the frequencies commingle. That's also the same if I took, let's say, a picture of my dog and, I don't know, my aunt, put them both in, then the energies commingle, and you don't want to do that because everyone has their own energy field and it needs to be autark, and you shouldn't and wouldn't want to commingle. Sometimes with, you know, couples, they may want to do that because they, you know, if they both consent on it, there's a way to do that. And then it can help actually solve some issues they have between each other. But in general, just one person. Yeah, so that's how that works. And there's also different ways. It doesn't need to be a picture. It could be different, but that would be the simple way.
Super exciting. And I want to pick up on, you mentioned also, so you have the block and you mentioned about the structured water as well, which is so exciting. But the capsule, you said that they wear it and then it was programmed with certain frequencies. Can you walk people through that? How exactly does that work?
Yeah, so the best example would be the so-called heal capsule that we offer. That is a brass capsule that is charged with specific frequencies. Some of the frequencies, they're meant to activate the self-healing powers, or we say to activate the inner healer. And on top of that, it contains almost 80 of the most important vitamins, minerals, and organic plant extracts for the human body. So the information basically of these then vibrate in your field. It comes with 5 titanium beads that are medical grade, that are just charged with pure quantum energy. And if you put them inside, then the field of the capsule is, you know, at least 6 feet big. So when you wear it, you literally have this vibrating in your field. And it also, you know, harmonizes EMF. It improves your heart rate variability. And you have the benefit of these nutrients in frequency form, which is a whole nother benefit, really.
So is it a supplement replacement? So like, what is your protocol? What does your day in the life of Philip look like? Like, what are you doing each
well,
day?
Well, so I should rather not talk about me, but rather about how it is. There's two different ways on how this works. For 5 to 10% of the people, it literally can be a supplement replacement. I would never assume that's the case for you. So please keep just taking your supplements. I think that's great. then just feel, like, become more intuitive with when you take your supplements, how many you take. And over time, you'll find, and that's the vast majority of the people, about, you know, 90-95% of the people, they still take their supplements, but they work better and they can take them less often. So that's pretty much also how I work. I still take supplements, especially if I have, you know, I'm training currently for nationals, tennis nationals. So if I have something where I'm physically very challenged, then I do take my physical supplements and I feel I need more of that. But then there's other times where I don't do any of that and then I may not take any.
I also want to pick up on intuition. Have you found that people find that they're more aligned, more intuitive through the healing modalities? Like, what, on that sort of more spiritual or intuitive level, I should say, what have you noticed, or what have anecdotally people have said?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because I didn't talk about that. And that's one of its key features, actually. So because of the high vibration, this high consciousness level, we're constantly invited to also vibrate higher. And we just do that. We start to ourselves vibrate higher, and we can access higher realms, basically, of consciousness with that. And what that means is we can get into deeper meditation. We can connect on a deeper level with ourselves. And that's really where the intuition is. So we basically start to dig and dig more towards our inner power, our intuition, the connection to our higher self. That's pretty much what is then vastly supported.
Yeah, which is an area I find so fascinating. Absolutely adore. Been working on myself. I love also, you know, it's different, right? So BrainTap has the different frequency trainings, the alpha brainwave, the theta, etc. Have you done any studies to observe brain frequencies when using the device?
We are about to start a few of those, actually. We're pretty much convinced that it has these benefits, because that's sort of what we've been seeing, but we never actually ran a study. So this is planned for this year. So there's definitely very something exciting coming in Europe and in the US.
Amazing. I look forward to seeing the results also for brain healing. So my mother, as my audience will know, suffers with dementia, and knowing what we know now, and we could have picked it up far in advance. You just check for certain markers, etc. But brain frequency and helping the brain heal itself, it sounds like this is really, really exciting. So really an interesting space to do some clinical research on as well. So love what you're doing, Philip. Congratulations. This is so amazing. Want to ask you before we finish up today, what excites you most about the future of health and well-being and longevity over the coming years and beyond?
Well, let's say what would excite me would be if everyone can act more freely in regards to actual true healing, and that we start to look into that and not into trying to support certain interest groups or promote certain interest groups just because they have very deep pockets and offer just a solution for a symptom, which is not really a solution. So that would be super exciting if we moved into a world where we can actually do that. And besides from that, I'm very excited because there is a huge shift going on within humanity, and the people, at least. Maybe the system hasn't changed, but the people are changing, and the people are waking up to the fact that they're way more than just a physical body. And they also wake up to the fact that there's an holistic approach needed for us to look into our health, and that it becomes more important. And of course, you have a scissors effect, right? You have one part of people that just shut down completely and they don't get it. And, you know, there's not much we can do about it, but there's a vast number of people that are really waking up to that and taking their health and wellness into their own hands. And I think that's the way to go anyway, you know, because we don't need to be children dependent on others that tell us what we can or should do. We need to grow up and be responsible And then we start also doing our own research. And then, you know, maybe we try things because we feel we want to try this and not because mm-hmm. someone says so.
Yeah. And it's tapping into that intuition and learning to trust ourselves again and to empower ourselves to know. And it's you can get informed elsewhere. You can do your research. You can speak to physician, whatever it might be. But yeah, it's finding the people that where it resonates right with you and trusting that we know our own body actually more than anybody else ever will be able to. Right. So yeah. For my listeners interested in understanding quantum energy and what you're up to, Philip, where would you, is there an online resource or any books that you would recommend they start with?
Well, a book would be Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins, even mm-hmm. though some of the stuff is outdated, but it's still a great book. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, you know, our website, leelaq.com, LEELAQ.com is a great mm-hmm. way to learn more. If you really are interested in the topic and you want to interact with others in regards to all this, you can find our Telegram group on our website. So there's a Telegram icon somewhere and you just click on it and it takes you right there. You wouldn't be able to find it on Telegram because it's a private group. So that's the trick, to go through the website.
The website. We can link all of these in the show notes as well, just to make it easy for people to find it. Philip, do you have a final ask or recommendation or any parting thoughts or message for my audience today?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and for your audience, you know, keep digging, you know, and maybe this quote by Nikola Tesla helps a little bit. And he said a long time ago, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you need to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And mm-hmm. I want to expand that a little bit, because he says, and think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. I think you can add feel. We need to relearn how to feel. And that mm-hmm. is way more important than many other things nowadays. And maybe that resonates and helps you a little bit.
Beautiful. Thank you, Philip, for your time, for coming on today and sharing your wisdom. Congratulations, what you're building at Leela Quantum Tech. It's so exciting. And look forward to staying in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.